In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In a way, it's been a long week, and I was telling some of you, we've had a lot of things happen at the parish, a lot of struggling and suffering, death. We have met with people who have severe illnesses, mental, physical illnesses, and all that this week in the context of this congregation. And I was thinking in the light of the gospel today about the crosses of my life. And then it brought me back to some of the experiences in my own ministry. I've been ordained 37 years, as you all know, and a lot of my life I have spent working or ministering in the context of folks who struggled and suffered. My first ministry as a student in the seminary was with young boys and girls and high school students who were all deaf, where I taught in a school for the deaf. I taught Latin in a school for the deaf. And I remember just spending that time with them and doing my job, you know, teaching or whatever, and then spending time just contemplating the struggle that they would have for the rest of their lives, you know, in a world that so much depends on our ability to converse with each other, no matter, you know, where, by being able to hear each other. And I went from there to the Philippines, where people were very, very poor, where they struggled from day to day to make what little ends they had meet, where food was in some ways scarce, especially protein. And I remember their struggles and how it was being with that kind of a community in ministry. And I went from there to the inner city where I worked and in a place where we had a house and brought people into who were homeless to live with us, living on the streets, living with us. And oftentimes they were, not oftentimes, most of the time they were struggling with their drug addiction and those kinds of things. We sponsored 5 Vietnamese refugees in our home that time, during that time. And then to the streets, to the mental health outpatient clinics that I did for years, and the streets down in Midtown, and the homeless in this city. And I got caught up in my thinking about all these crosses that other people have. And, you know, we used to talk in the seminary about our first world crosses, the stuff that, you know, can be so painful for us. Our iPad battery doesn't hold the charge the way it used to, or those kinds of things. In the context of the struggles that people around the world had and continue to have. And it struck me that that's really, taking up the cross is not about those things. That's exactly the stuff that Peter was addressing with Jesus. You know, Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. I'm not so sure that he was focusing so much on this death that scared Peter and scared the disciples. You know, Peter was afraid that if Jesus died, that he was talking about in the gospel, that if Jesus died, that somehow Peter and the rest of them would be floundering and lost. And Jesus is saying, take up your cross and follow me. And when you die, you live. And you continue to focus on the stuff of this life, and ultimately you die. You miss the message. And so what we're talking about this week in the reading is a profound mystery of the Christian spiritual journey. It's a mystery of somehow learning that the stuff of our life, and even the most difficult things of our life, whether it's being deaf for our entire life, or being homeless, or sick, or suffering, or having your home flooded, or the things, death in your family, or whatever it might be, the stuff of this life is never an end in itself. The crosses of this life are painful, and they bring death if we as Christians allow it to end there. And it is only when we put our faith in a risen Lord and know that Jesus was not about the cross on Calvary without the resurrection and his ascension into new life. And that doesn't take away the cross. It never takes away the pain and the suffering and the struggle and the loss of your mother or mother-in-law, or your house to a flood, or the things of your life. It never takes that pain away. It's not about that. It's about somehow, maybe I could say, baptizing that pain, right? Bringing that pain into the reality of the Christian experience, where we learn to trust in a Jesus who brings us not to the cross, but through the cross to new life. And brothers and sisters, that's not a matter of waiting till you die. It's what happens or can happen right now if we claim it, if we allow it to be. If we truly believe in Jesus, in a risen Lord who is with us at the cross and on our journey, our faith, remember that faith that Abram had? It is that faith that will bring us into a new land. Right here and now, as Jesus said in the gospel, we are living in the kingdom of God right now. It is here. It is ours to claim. Remember the first story when God calls to Abram and he says, Abram, you know, hang on for the ride, Abram, because you are 99 years old and you're going to have a kid, right? With your wife. I was 44 with mine, and that was a challenge, right? My first one. 99, well, he probably wasn't 99 years old chronologically like we talk, but 99 is that Bible telling us that he was almost that perfect 100, right? He was almost there, but he didn't. All of a sudden, God comes into his life and says, hang on, man, because things are going to change. And he says, and your wife, by the way, Sarai, she's going to have a baby. And by the way, your new name is Abraham and hers is Sarah. And you're going to have this baby. And all of civilization will follow after you. Why? Why? What did that reading say? Because Abraham had faith. He knew that it wasn't all about what is here and now, what we see or hear or don't hear, what we smell and taste. He knew that learning how to live in the presence of God in faith somehow created a new life that transcends the cross. It transcends the trials and tribulations, the death, the loss, the pain, the struggle that any of us feel and know to be very, very, very real. And that's what that love for Jesus means for us. That's what Lent is about. Lent is about stepping back. We talked about it last week. Stepping back and quieting ourselves to claim our crosses. To claim the smudge of that Ash Wednesday garbage on our forehead as very real. And to claim it among ourselves, in our community, our sin, our pain. The garbage that we experience so often, in, as Jesus said, in this, I forget the words he used, this horrible generation that we find ourselves. No different, by the way, from any other generation. To claim that as real, but to know it, living in the kingdom of God, somehow we don't stop at that cross. We don't stop at that pain. We don't stop at that sinfulness, because we know a Jesus who forgives that sin, who brings mercy into struggle and pain, who brings healing into suffering, and who brings life into death. And so, as we continue on in our Lenten journey and continue gathering around this table on Sunday morning, we share the word and we share the bread and the cup together. The sign and real presence of a Jesus who calls us to deeper faith, to a life where we can say yes to our pain and know our healing. Say yes to our sinfulness and know our forgiveness. And in the end, in little things along the way, and in the end, physically, say yes to death. And know the promise of the eternal life that is ours through our faith in Jesus. Amen.